Hello, it's Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. What's up, friends? It's First Thing with Kevin Mano, a real quick and efficient look at all the headlines as you start your day, and it starts now. All right, I always lead with that top story. Some of the biggest headlines everywhere right now have to do with the many protests taking place on university campuses across the country. While it's hard to tell exactly what's going on with so many different narratives, it seems that the majority of the protests are pro-Palestinian. It all has to do with Israel's war with Hamas. Things have gotten violent and hundreds of arrests have been made at NYU, Columbia, Yale, the University of Montana, and more. Columbia actually just announced that they'll be moving to hybrid learning for a particular campus for the rest of the semester over safety concerns. Tensions are very high, and it doesn't seem like that's going to be easing anytime soon. Hey, on to some sports headlines here. The NFL draft is coming up. It gets started tomorrow in Detroit, Michigan, and it runs through Saturday. My Chicago Bears have the number one pick. Go Bears. If you want to watch it and eat some wings at the same time, fancy like Applebee's. They have a new partnership with the NFL, and Applebee's, they're offering free wings with an online purchase. You're welcome. And it seems Caitlin Clark is about to sign that deal with Nike. I mentioned this last week. We're starting to get more details. It is reportedly a $28 million contract that covers the next 8 years. It would be the richest sponsorship contract for a woman's basketball player. Get it, Caitlin? All right, on to a few entertainment headlines. One of the top celeb headlines right now is Alec Baldwin being filmed slapping a phone out of a woman's hand. If you watch the video, she really is harassing him in a coffee shop, and it escalates from there. If you can believe it, Taylor Swift just won an award. Not only that, but she beat her boyfriend for it. Taylor and Travis, they were both up for the 2024 Webby Award for Best Creator or Influencer Collaboration. And Taylor won for a project she did with Vote.org. Congrats. About time something good happened in her life. Travis, meanwhile, was nominated in that category for a collaboration with the Cheesecake Factory. All true. Olivia Rodrigo and Timothée Chalamet are also amongst the winners. And even though the winners were announced, they're still going to have an in-person ceremony on May 13th. Amber Ruffin is going to host that. Lastly here, would you vote for President Denzel Washington? A new poll asked 1,000 people what celebrities they would like to see in the White House, and Denzel was number one. The Rock and Tom Hanks were right behind him. Yes, yes, yes. On to some movie and TV news now. One of the most popular rom-coms in years just hit Netflix. Anyone But You with Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell. That's out now. You can go stream it. In other Netflix news, the trailer for J-Lo's new movie just dropped. It's called Atlas. She wears a robot fighting suit to take on some AI terrorists. That's going to be out May 24th. In TV news, season 2 of Severance just wrapped filming. One of my favorites, Adam Scott. Apple TV Plus. It's so good. Recommend. It's coming later this year, season 2. I just read that Sony picked up the film and TV rights for the board game Clue, so we can expect some Clue content coming. I did love that old Clue movie. That was good. And lastly, May 6th, this upcoming May 6th, will mark 20 years since the Friends finale aired. 20 years since that show came to an end. That's crazy. There are no details available as of now, but it's being reported that the cast will get together to commemorate that date. But if it happens, it's going to be emotional since we lost Matthew Perry last fall. More details coming soon. This show of mine is supported by AG1. If you're on the fence about how legit it is, let me throw a couple facts at you. It's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard typically only tests for 10. They're doing 950. And the folks at AG1 rely on expert-led scientific research, sourcing ingredients for potency and purity. They're doing everything right. Every scoop includes probiotics, prebiotics, digestive enzymes, B vitamins for energy, magnesium for stress, and vitamin C and zinc for immune health. That's got it all. When you're ready to join me, here's what you do to get this deal. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/firstthing. I have my own link. drinkag1.com/firstthing. Okay, a few music headlines here on this Wednesday morning. Another note on Taylor Swift. She just broke another record. She broke her own record, actually. It's for the most sales of a vinyl album in a week, and she did it in just 3 days. The Tortured Poets Department sold over 700,000 vinyl albums in 3 days. This is a heavy one. Kelly Pickler just performed on stage for the first time since her husband Kyle Jacobs took his own life last February. She's been lying low for good reason, and she was just at a tribute show for Patsy Cline. Jelly Roll is always very open about the trouble he used to get in his younger days, and now he's given back to a place that he spent a lot of time. He just built a music studio inside the Davidson County Juvenile Jail in Nashville. He was just there with Nashville's mayor to celebrate the opening. 21 Pilots fans, I have some news for you. They've got that new album on the way, but they just announced that they're delaying the release. They're working on making a music video for every track on the album, so they're pushing it back. Just 1 week, though. It's now going to be out May 24th. Lastly, in auction news, John Lennon's guitar from the Beatles album / movie Help is going up for auction. I guess that guitar has been lost for the last 50 years. It was sitting in an attic this whole time, and now it's expected to get close to $1 million. All right, a few additional headlines. Last night, the Senate overwhelmingly approved a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. President Biden is expected to sign that today. This is a big one right now. Yesterday, the Justice Department announced that they reached a settlement with the victims of former USA Gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar. He abused hundreds of people over the years, and now the Justice Department is paying $138.7 million to settle the many claims over the FBI's failure to adequately investigate. In social media news, X, formerly known as Twitter, is reportedly launching a new app for smart TVs. It's like a video app, which is said to be very similar to YouTube TV. That's coming soon. In tipping news, new research claims the average person spends $453 a year tipping more than they would like to. 26% of people say they often feel guilted into tipping more than they want. I'm all about tipping, do it all the time, but I do think flipping that little tablet around is kind of getting out of control. Last one here, I always end the show with something positive, and this is another Girl Scout shout out. A fifth grader in Pennsylvania named Chloe Britt just organized a prom dress giveaway. She said she was inspired by a girl she knew that couldn't afford dress, so Chloe managed to collect over 150 dresses plus shoes. She even had a seamstress volunteer to do free alterations. That's so cool. This is a fifth grader doing this. Chloe Britt in Pennsylvania. Amazing work. And the show is over now.
The show is over now.
Okay, alrighty. Thanks for being here, friends. If you can, rate and review it wherever you get your podcasts. That stuff helps a little independent show like this. And I'm back tomorrow with a brand new rundown of all of it. Have a great Wednesday.
Please tell your friends about this show.